As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Disastrous.
I wouldn't walk that far.
This is the image.
And I think Patrick Ball's not good for in here.
The children are leaning over the schoolyard wall.
Should have hit one of the logs somewhere.
They're all looking into nettles on the other side. If they lifted their heads, they'd see the flat, flat landscape of North Roscommon. The teacher is kicking his way through the nettles.
Joys don't have a school in Dublin.
A tennis ball is missing.
Can you see it there?
Nope. No.
Over here.
Where is it? I don't mind. There'll be more kids.
Way south, the river Feel separates Kerry and Limerick. On the Limerick bank, cattle are moving up the field. At the top of the field, the class charmer, DJ,
who's coming now?
Is coming to school.
Are you teaching the teacher or is she teaching you?
I'm teaching the teacher.
DJ!
This is Mary Hartnett, the teacher.
Now, DJ, we're going to be doing...
I know.
You know. What do you know, huh?
She doesn't need to do the role to see who's in.
Oh, you're a great girl, Melissa. That's great now.
She can just look down at them.
She's a great boy, look.
All seven of them.
You got a gold star yesterday. Didn't you, Leanne? No, Paddy, just take out your copybook and I'll just give you the dividing of...
Back in Roscommon, in Mantua National School, they've got another tennis ball. The teacher is hitting it down the field and all the children are racing to catch it.
There's usually a bit of rugby involved as well.
There are eight children rolling around on the grass trying to get the ball. They're not all the children in David Mulkeen's class. They're all the children in his school. And they're all in different classes.
Junior infants, senior infants, second, fourth, and two and fifth. And so you want to get your books out, boys, and go through it?
David's not only the teacher. He's the janitor, school secretary and principal. At 25, he must be the youngest principal in the country.
Where did you say Brazil was?
South America.
Was it sore yesterday, sweetie?
Back in Limerick, Mary Hartnett is principal too.
Is it better today, sweetie?
I have junior infants. He's a character if ever there was one. He told me the other day, I don't think I'll be at school tomorrow, miss. I said, why is that? No, because I think I might be tired. I have a first class child and then I have two in second. I have one little girl in third, the crater. Real pretty little thing. And here she's tearing with these routers. And then I have Parik and Patrick then in fifth.
Now, I used to teach in Dublin, so...
How many were in the class in Dublin?
28. It was a senior boys' school in R10. In Dublin, like the amount of times you get to go around to each of the children was minimal altogether. Like, you wouldn't see a lot of copies and a lot of work and that kind of thing. You just wouldn't have the time. But down here, like, you get to see everybody and, you know, everybody inside out, so it's much better for themselves, like, and... In Dublin, it was a disadvantaged area and there's a lot of drugs and stuff in the area. So a lot of the emphasis was just on getting the kids to come into school and to keep them there.
Before he set out, he watched the boys playing hurling and he saw that Satente was a great hurler.
Just because there are only seven in the school doesn't mean there isn't messing.
Hi, there's someone waving down there.
Who was waving at me?
Him.
While DJ is up at Mary's desk... Porrick is down the back trying to distract him.
They're desperate scots, aren't they, DJ?
I mean, when I look down, they'll be doing it. But when you look down, they don't be doing it.
Oh, I see. They'd shame it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, honey, he invited him to come to a feast when he'd finished his game. So Satente was actually playing a hurling match.
Could I have €2, pet, please? Good boy. Will you give me 50 cents? 50 cents.
While Mary's is called a one-teacher school, she actually has several special needs students among her seven pupils.
What time is it?
turn 12 once.
So she has a special needs assistant, Anne, and two part-time resource teachers who come in during the week.
1 o'clock.
And this?
2 o'clock.
Sorry about America.
And the five Great Lakes are Lake Superior, Lake Michigan.
In Roscommon, though, David really is on his own.
If I'm doing something for one class, the other classes have to be doing work. It's constantly on the move, really. Don't get any time to be sitting around. But sometimes as well we get the older boys here to help, say, the infants with their reading. So they become very mature very quickly.
Chris, here's your mum now.
I would have a child with dyslexia, and this is absolutely a dream come true for Mark. Because, number one, the teacher's able to watch his work and he's able to praise his work a lot more, which a child with dyslexia needs an awful lot, a lot of praise. And with the small teacher school, it is like, I don't need to take him to a workshop for dyslexia.
Homework-wise and everything, I find they get a lot more attention over here, individual attention. There's always praise on the copybook, these excellence, motivational, very motivational. Mm. The boys are an awful lot happier in here.
Private education, thank you to the government.
The fluctuation in school numbers is incredible. They rise and fall on the waves of demographics. The schools lose some children to secondary school or gain others if a new family moves into the area.
Did you used to live in Dublin?
Yeah.
Where did you live in Dublin?
Finglas.
In Finglas?
Yeah.
Things are looking good for David's school in Roscommon, but for Mary's school in Limerick, they're looking bad. David started with 3 pupils in September. It went up to 5 in November and then went up again to 8 at Easter. Mary's school 10 years ago had 32 pupils. Last year it had 10 and this year it has 8. So what's the difference? Well, according to Mary, it's creches and community.
With cars and everything else, no, it doesn't really make any difference where you send your children. It is very easy to take them anywhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be the school across the road or the school next door.
And do they not feel a kind of an obligation to
oh, no, people aren't here
to keep the school going?
No. Oh, no. There'd be no community spirit around here now.
Mary's school in the townland of Kilconnelly is 2 miles from the town of Abbeyfeel. And what parents do is they drop all their children into town to be minded before they go to work. The younger ones can then be brought to a creche while the older ones go to a town school.
The island of today is a completely different island of 10 years ago.
This is Margaret Murphy. She moved to Roscommon from Wexford for a better quality of life.
The island of today is busy mums, cars all the time. We need to be able to have children as soon as they're old enough, be able to put them in the creche and their older children in the one spot.
She put her son into David Mulkeen's school, which will help secure his future. But it's her plans for September which will do even more for this one teacher school.
I'm one of the parents who are on one of the committees who is now going to set up a preschool for this for September. And then once the preschool is up and running and people know about it, we hope then the school will get back up to its numbers.
At last, Satanta came to Cullen's house. The fierce hound attacked him. Suppose you came in behind to my house and Sparky made a drive at you. Would you frighten the living daylights out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. Satanta hit his ball.
Mary's 7 pupil school would close today, but it will open next September. After that?
Like, I mean, I always say, like, just... It's like a family here, really. You know, they're all my kids. And that's, you know, with 7 of them, sure, couldn't. What other way would you have it, really? That it is lovely, like. Come here, will you pull and plug for me? Will you pull and plug? No, Jared.